What's that smell?
Well, it didn't take long for you to come back.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know what? It went okay.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to have to listen to it.
Yeah, you don't have to check it out. So, yeah, I mean, there isn't, like, you know, if anybody's wondering, there isn't any, like, bad blood or anything. You know, just Napier had a couple of days where he couldn't get over here, and I wanted to put something up. So, you know.
Oh, that's nothing. It's cool to have new friends.
Yeah. You know, Jesse's, like, smart and stuff, which is kind of, I mean, like, you know, he knows shit about shit, so.
What kind of shit?
Well, I mean, like, you know, I don't know. Like, it seems like when I talk to him that, like, he's like, smart. Like, he knows stuff about, like, math and stuff.
I know stuff about math.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reload. I mean, I gotta know stuff about math. If not, I'm gonna explode. Working with chemicals here, buddy. Not playing around.
Yeah.
This shit breeds fire.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. He brought like a list of stuff to talk about, and it was weird. I was freaked out. I was like, hey, what do you got there? And he's like, I got a list of topics. Wow.
That's much more professional.
Yeah. The only problem is, I mean, like, if people like Jesse, then I gotta buy another microphone.
Well,
that would just be awful.
No, I like Jesse. Jesse's a fun dude.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, what's been new with you?
Ooh, I saw the new iTab thing.
Oh my god, it's a big iPhone. That's all it is.
No, you know what it is? It's a goddamn fuck. It's a okay. Every Apple product is essentially just a giant overpriced vanity mirror.
Yeah.
That's all they fucking are. And here they come out with an iTablet with a super glossy screen, and if you turn it off and you angle it right, it actually becomes a literal overpriced vanity mirror. They have actually gone out and made an overpriced vanity mirror.
So it's more, you know, hey, I have Apple than anything.
It's like a goddamn cult.
It's like a... smelling your own parts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that smells amazing. I have an Apple.
Oh, never have to deal with these people on the phone. I swear to you, you say, okay, go to start. Like, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I have a Mac.
Well, I have, you know what? They do make cool products. I mean, I have an iPhone. I like my, and I have an iPod Touch. And I mean, like, but I'm not like, you know, they're neat. They are neat.
Yeah.
But... I mean, come on. That iPad thing is a big ass iPhone.
That's all it is. Yeah.
It can only do one thing at a time, can't it? It can do one thing at a time, and if you want to do something else, you have to close that and start something else.
Well, I believe so. They're talking about how it's better than a netbook. They're like, "Oh, netbooks are just cheap little computers." Like, I got a fucking netbook. Yeah. Fuck you, Steve.
But you can minimize it and pick something else up, and then minimize that, and pick something else up. With this thing, you can't even like listen to our radio station or something and type something at the same time.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
At least not that I know of. I mean, I haven't like sat down with one and said, "Oh, look at this feature," and "Oh, look at that feature."
Yeah, and I'm sure they're cool. I'm sure, but I mean, they're acting like that commercial with them. The guys are sitting there, and like it's. Like somebody's blowing them while they're talking. They're like, if you want to read an article in the newspaper, all you have to do is just reach out and touch it.
Jesus Christ, buddy, what the fuck?
I mean, you know, we've been able to do that for a while.
Yeah, you what you do is you go to the website and do whatever you want. You can do that on your iPhone or any other smartphone that has ever been made ever. And they said, oh, well, we made a tablet. Oh, awesome. You know, they've been making tablets for a while. I mean, it's not special other than, you know, Apple made it. It's not like they came up with the idea of a fucking tablet. Like, no, you don't understand. Steve has graced us with this. Like, I couldn't touch a tablet before because that had Microsoft's dirty fucking ape hands all over it. They're fucking, they're diseased cock-holding hands. These grubby little dick nubs of fucking fingers have touched it. Oh, God, I'm going to get AIDS and hepatitis just by looking at it.
Oh, no. You didn't miss a beat, did you?
Oh, God, no. God, I hate Apple. I hate Apple products, and I hate Apple users, because every goddamn one of them has said this before. My Mac doesn't get viruses, and I just want to just punch them right in the mouth and tell them, look, Antarctica, nobody's ever fought a war in Antarctica. You know why? Because it's a shitty fucking place to live. Don't tell me how good your Mac is and nothing gets viruses when nobody wants to fucking touch it. I live in Antarctica. We're more advanced. We don't have wars. Fucking homo.
Boy, I sure hope that the iTunes people don't monitor this one too closely.
Oh, they'll get over it.
Oh, no. Denied.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking thin-skinned little homos.
Yeah. Well, speaking of iTunes and monitoring it too closely, I have this really great drinking game for all you college folks out there. It's called Every Time Mike Says the Word Like, Drink a Shot. And by the end of the hour podcast, you will be dead. Have you gone back and listened to any of the ones that we've done so far?
Yeah, I'm not critiquing them, though.
Oh, my God. I think I'm, like, neurotic or something, because when I listen back to myself, I just hear more and more things that I hate about everything I do. Like, if you go, we'll just pick a random minute from the second one and ring a bell every time you hear me say like. You want to do an experiment?
I guess we can.
Okay. I got headphones here. You want to listen to this?
Sure, we'll share.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Let's do this.
All right.
So, like, there's a cool premise for a movie, but ultimately, like, they can't just have a cool premise for a movie and, like, tell a cool story because it's a vampire movie, and, you know, people are going to go see a vampire movie and be like, come on, I want to see some vampire shit, faggots! God, rip somebody's fucking head off! So it's like two guys made this movie. One of them had a really great idea for, like, a, you know, a fun, cool story.
Yeah.
And then the other one's like,
I hope that, like, angels get their wings or something.
So just randomly, there's just, like, this, like, violence porn, like, in the middle of the movie where they just, like, rip off a bunch of limbs and it's, like, overly, like, blood shooting everywhere.
Holy shit.
Violence porn has its place, and, you know, I mean, the Final Destination movies, they all make money and all that. But this, like, had the potential...
You'd be dead.
Exactly.
But then there's, like,
I'd be fucking the fattest girl at the party by now if this was a real drinking game.
That's what I sound like. God,
said
I
like
have
again.
The most... Did just then?
Yeah, just then.
Seriously, I didn't count, but that was a lot of likes.
Yep.
Oh, man. I haven't listened to the one with me and Jesse yet, because I listened to that one. Oh, God, it's embarrassing. And I stutter, and I'm the worst person to have a podcast ever.
I think you'd be much more sober if you listen to me, and the amount of times I reference either minorities, homosexuals, or, you know, anything like that.
You've been relatively tame on all that, to be honest with you.
I think. Well, as opposed to real life, but I'm pretty sure...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse was sitting there the other day, and he was going, you know, Mike, this is probably the cleanest podcast that's gone on so far. He goes, there hasn't been hardly any fucks or cunts or anything.
Oh, yeah, and sexist.
Can I taste your juice?
Yeah, so... you just never know when something will come out.
Kind of like sex with me.
Fuck.
Oh, no, I'm a quiet one. Like, yep, it's over. What? Just now? Yep. You should check your box. I've left a present.
So this furry thing.
Yeah.
explain the furry thing to me, because I'm just learning about this. Apparently, this is like a big deal.
Okay, what furry people like to do is they like to dress as animals. They get like a big old costume, kind of like the sport people, the mascots do at college football games. And they dress as these animals, and then they get like together, and they talk, and then they fuck.
Like a big group of them?
Yeah, like a big group of them. It's like a ball of snakes. You know how the snakes mate? How they get together in like a gigantic ball and then fuck in a ball?
It's just one big pile of...
Fuck.
Fuck?
Yeah, just cock shafts and labias everywhere.
Wow.
Just like open vagina flaps.
Do the species... Do the species... mingle? Like, will a rabbit be fucking a turtle and, like, a cheetah be fucking an elephant?
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want to at those parties.
I guess it's free reign.
Yeah, when the chicks are dressing up as ostriches, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah? And do they rent these costumes from, like, costume shops, or do they make their own, or...
I'm pretty sure there are places you can, but you can't get the juice in them.
Oh.
Like, I'm pretty sure they don't want to clean out your sex leavings. Like, oh, there's jelly in here.
Yeah, and I mean, so they keep the costumes on while they're doing the fucking...
Yeah.
Do they cut, like, a hole for their junk, or is there a flap?
There's a flap. It's like a flap. You just, like, open it up, and, oh, there's a cock, and then, like, you open up, like, oh, there's a place for my cock.
So I guess there's not a whole lot of, like, blowing people, because you got a big, like...
Well, no, there's not, like, it's not like one of those, like, little children's show things where you got the head cut out, like on Death to Smoochie.
It's just straight fucking.
Yeah, it's just, like, straight fucking.
Wow.
In animal costumes.
Huh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, what's the draw? Is the draw, hey, you know, I watched Barney as a kid and I want to fuck Barney? Or is the draw the anonymity? Or what is it that they're doing?
Well, it's partial anonymity and it's partial, like, you're attracted to you know, animals. And it's partial, you don't want to go to jail for fucking an animal.
So these people are attracted to animals, or they're attracted to people dressed up as animals?
They're attracted to the personification of animals. Like, they want to think as animals as people, but not really.
Like, what, they watch Lady and a Tramp and like, hey, that dog, you know, talks, and I want to fuck it.
Yeah, but they wouldn't actually go fuck a dog, but they'll fuck somebody dressed as a dog.
This is a real thing.
Yeah, people do that. I mean, they get together, and they have conventions, and they have group fucks.
Yeah, when I was looking around earlier on Yahoo Answers to find questions for our later segment, I saw somebody that said, I'm hesitant to come out to my parents that I'm a furry. What should I do? And I was like, what the hell is a furry? And so I was looking it up, and yeah, there's a lot of them. That's really funny that's like a real thing.
Well, that's got to be like a fake Yahoo Answer, like somebody created a question and they wanted to, you know, get some discussion started about furries. Nobody really wrestles with that. How the fuck do you do that? Like, how the fuck do you already say, yeah, I like to fuck people dressed as animals, and I don't know how to tell my parents that. Why the fuck do your parents need to know that? Holy fuck, kid. They're not your fucking psychiatrist. You don't fucking have to tell them everything about your goddamn personal life. Eventually, you get the fucking umbilical cord cut, and you come out of your mom's twat, and then you stop being inside your mom.
And then you put on a dog costume and get fucked.
Exactly.
What were you saying earlier, that you dress up and get a scraggly one?
Yeah, I would go to one just to fuck with them. Like get a dog suit that was all fucked up, covered in like a, you know, like cooking oil, and had patches missing out of its fur, and say like, oh, sorry ladies, I got the mange, don't worry, I'll wear a condom. I won't give you my nasty stuff, but I'm gonna get my ball juice on you.
I'm in heat.
Exactly. Have a lady come in there, and then have her be on her period. Like, dogs only mate when they're in heat, and I got my period, so I thought I'd be in character real good. Fuck my bloody stump puss.
Oh,
Jesus.
She pets my peppy feet.
That's great. Oh,
you went there, didn't you?
Exactly.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what. You scarred me for life the other day when I called you.
Why? What'd I say?
You were doing the deed and, like, talking to me on the phone.
Yeah.
It was gross.
Well, you called.
Well, don't answer. Please. In the future, I'll just leave a message.
Okay, so when I'm in another person, I'm supposed to let it go to voicemail?
That's really gross, dude. I don't want to think about it. I would rather just assume that you guys were going home and playing video games and stuff. It's just weird.
Hold on, wait, I can't pull out this fast. Gotta give me a second. Oh, she's going to get a pink sock.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, yeah, just let it go to voicemail. That's fine with me.
Do you want to do our segment? Let's do the segment.
Are you excited?
I want to hear it.
I have a couple of surprises for you, too. I made a song. Actually, we could do the song first, because the song kind of is topical for what we were just talking about.
Well, that's awesome.
I made a special song for you. It's a Napier love song. Do you want to hear the Napier love song?
Do I have a choice?
No, you don't. Because I spent at least 30 minutes working on it.
Well, as long as you spent time on it, then I'm sure I will enjoy it. I hope it's not going to be like one of those macaroni pictures some like dude's kid gives his dad. I'm like, oh, thanks, son.
You don't even have to frame it.
Aw.
My socks are full of my love. I am covering the world in goo. Spreading my seed tonight. Look at it under a black light. I'll go finish in another room. If we all somehow die, come from the sky, they won't pull my splooge from you. But maybe from a bathroom, theaters are a possibility too. Or all of your houses, coffee cups, whatever else. It's everywhere. You just never know. Look, you just never know. Well, you are here, and so am I. And I agree that we're having a lovely time. But if it's all the same, the same to you, dear, I think I'll go finish in another room. Oh, yeah. That's the ticket. Yeah, that was for you, buddy.
Aw, thank you. That was the most awesome song ever.
It's a Napier-themed love song.
It's a cute little ditty.
You can listen to me wailing that one out next time you're doing gross things.
I will hump in rhythm to it.
So, since we're on this whole, you know, fucking subject, I was browsing a bookstore earlier, and I came across Natural Harvest, a collection of semen-based recipes. You want to hear the description of this?
Really?
Yeah, no, this is a real cookbook. Look, it's
$24.95. Really?
Yeah, I guess that's like a splooge cupcake there.
Semen is not only nutritious, but it also has a wonderful texture and amazing cooking properties. Like fine wine and cheeses, the taste of semen is complex and dynamic. Semen is produce and is commonly available in many, if not most, homes and restaurants. Despite all of these positive qualities, semen remains neglected as a food. This book hopes to change that. Once you overcome any initial hesitation, you will be surprised to learn how wonderful semen is in the kitchen. Semen is an exciting ingredient that can give every dish you make an interesting twist. If you are a passionate cook and are not afraid to experiment with new ingredients, you will love this cookbook.
Why do I have a feeling a gay man wrote that book?
Ooh, semen.
Is that kind of like my girlfriend that wanted to make the forest out of penises?
Yeah, she cornered us all at Steak and Shake. She was like, I want my boyfriend's friends all to come and I'll make plaster casts of all of their penises so that I can make a penis forest.
That's weird, dude.
Yeah, she probably just wanted a bunch of plaster casts so she could, like, picture fucking my friends as she masturbated.
Do you think she would label them all? Like, like Mike, and Mike is the little bush, and...
Well, probably etch it into it.
Bobby is the mighty oak.
And me as the bent-over shrub.
Semen remains neglected as a food.
Now, is that human semen or, like, just semen in general?
I don't know. It doesn't really specify.
Is there, like, reviews of it? Like, I'm sure somebody bought it and reviewed it.
Semen is an excellent, exciting ingredient that can give every dish you make an interesting twist. Do you think the interesting twist is after somebody eats it, they're like, by the way, my splooge was in that.
By the way, I came into a pastry bag. Guess what's in your mouth? I'm in your mouth right now.
Oh, by the way, I was out of butter.
So I got a question.
Maybe that's what's in Domino's new sauce.
Speaking of adding things to people's pantry items and not letting them know about it, did you ever tell that girl that you pissed in her shampoo for years? And
it wasn't years. It was just a couple of months. I hated her so much, Napier. I hated her. And she was living in my apartment rent-free. And I just wanted to get her in some way, and peeing in her shampoo was the only thing I could think to do.
Yeah, but
it was just a little bit of pee. I didn't want it to be noticeable, but I wanted to come home, and I wanted her to be being a bitch, and me just think to myself, I've pissed in your hair. It seems like most of my revenge centers around pissing on people or pissing on things. Did I ever tell you about when I pissed on that dude's face?
What?
I pissed on a dude's face.
When did you piss on a dude's face?
He fucking deserved it. I told him I was going to piss on his face, and he kept doing what he was doing, so I fucking pissed on his face.
Ooh.
We were camping.
Yeah.
And I was in a tent with Bobby and his then-girlfriend.
Yeah.
How I got mixed with those two, I don't know. But they were fucking in the tent next to me, and it was gross. And I was laying there, and I was trying to, like, just, you know, not be in the way, because I don't want to cock block anybody, but...
I think that's acceptable at that level.
But, I mean, I had my back turned, I was trying not to pay attention to the people fucking, and this dude is in the next tent, just yakking and yakking and yakking, like, being noisy as fuck. And I mean, like... This was not one of those, like, camping out in the wilderness things. This is like going to a campsite and there's, you know, another group of people, like, you know, less than a yard away.
Yeah.
And so this dude just going on and on and on. And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. He's like, fuck you, Mike. Fuck you, man. I was like, dude, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to piss on you.
So, I mean, you knew this guy. This wasn't like a random dude at a campsite. You actually knew him?
No, yeah, I knew him. He was with our group. He was just in another tent. And he just kept going. And so I got out of the tent and I went over to the other tent and I pressed the tent down over his face.
Yeah.
And held it on him and I whipped out my dick and I pissed on his face. It was through a tent, so like, I mean, I'm sure it was waterproof. He didn't actually get my piss on
him.
But
he felt the warmth?
But he felt the warmth. And the, you know, the...
Did he say anything?
I think his exact words were, "Ah, Mike, quit pissing on my face!" Little bastard deserved it, though.
Is that kind of like what I did to Eric Green?
No, it's real simple. If I say, stop doing something, or I'll piss on you...
Yeah.
If you don't stop, and I piss on you, whose fault was it really?
I guess it was his.
Yeah, and I mean, you know...
You gave him options, and obviously he wanted you to piss on his face.
I think he did. I think that he was thinking to himself, well, I'll look like a bitch if I stop talking, but at the same time, wouldn't it be cool if he did piss on my face?
Ooh, that's
Ooh.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Were you there when I dry humped Eric?
You dry humped Eric?
Yeah, we were at hockey practice, and what happened was Tommy, he brought this fucking bug zapper. It was like a tennis racket bug zapper.
Yeah.
They sold them at like Walgreens for a time, and he kept fucking hitting shit with it, making this popping sound. Because, you know, it was electrified. It was this little electric tennis racket bug zapper thing. And he thought it'd be funny, since I was the fat retard, to hit me with this fucking bug zapper. And he got pop, pop, over and over. And it felt like somebody was taking a rubber band, stretching it back, and slapping me with it. And it fucking hurt. And I said, look, if you hit me with that one more time, I'm going to bend you over, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. And he said, pop.
Like right away?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I grabbed him by the back of the neck, and I threw him to the ground, and I'm in my goalie gear. There's no... My dick is about a foot away from this guy's ass.
Yeah.
He also had hockey gear on. I had goalie gear on, so it was even bigger. And I started dry-humping him on the ground, and Tommy's dad came in and looked at what was happening and then walked the fuck out. Didn't say a word.
Hey, he's just like, oh, my players are fucking each other.
Yep, okay.
Well, I mean, you know, you're Buddha-like in your, you know, big peacefulness and whatnot, but I wouldn't, like, bug zap you, especially, I mean, he's a little bitty guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guess his theory was that he could outrun you?
Well, I mean, he had one hockey skate on. I don't think he was running anywhere.
So he didn't even try to outrun you?
No, he couldn't have outrun me. He was like, he was sitting right next to me. There was nowhere for him to go.
I don't know.
But you remember Eric. He was like that little fucking chihuahua.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets all barky and angry, but then, you know, eventually he has to come to the realization that he's 125 pounds.
So we were trying to figure out what it was that I said to you back in the day when you slammed that thing against the wall and yelled at me.
We couldn't
think of what it was that I said to you, but I guess zapping you with a bug zapper or talking about your sister's vagina.
Well, I wouldn't have punched you. I would have fucked you. How does that rub you? You got out of that one light, boy. I was going to get a photo of your snatch. Stick it on my rear view mirror like, yeah, look at this, fuckers. That's where my babies come from.
Add it to my collection. That's what daddy likes.
That's awesome.
That's gross.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was fucking 16 or 17? It was right before we met in high school. And this girl started screaming, and I was on this hockey team, and we were in between periods, and this girl with these huge titties was over in the bleacher section just cheering and going crazy. It's like, oh my God, I hope this girl takes her shirt off and puts it up against the glass. And I was just making a joke. This one guy goes, hey, fuck you, dude, that's my cousin. And I said, oh, So do you think you could get that done for me? Oh, he did not like, he did not appreciate that. But since I was the only goalie, he didn't punch me in the face right away.
Yeah. Well, that's one benefit that we have is being the goalie, we usually get a little bit more consideration.
Yeah, or we're just the team bitch.
Yeah. For the, I guess, 95% of the people that listen that don't know us personally, how long have we known each other? What, 10 years? More than that?
I would say going on 10 years. Going on a decade.
Yeah, I mean, we were both in our high school hockey, we were both goalies, so I think me and Jesse briefly talked about what a shitty goalie I am these days, and we never really actually explained who we were and why we are what we are. I guess there isn't much explanation, and it's probably boring, but,
yeah.
You know, we keep going, oh, goalie, 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 and I guess we should actually say what we are.
I'm a fat retard that likes to put on goalie gear every once in a while and pretend for half an hour that I'm an athlete. Like, yeah, I'm tons of fun. I'm an athlete. It's like being a fucking bowler. Like, oh, no, we're athletes. Yeah, so is curling.
This has nothing to do with anything, but I was thinking about it earlier. Dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we'll just go regular dogs.
Yeah.
How many different kinds of dogs are there? Like, there's probably 100 different kinds of dogs.
No, there's a lot more than that, but yeah.
There's a shitload of different kinds of dogs. Where did the dogs come from? Like, before we started having dogs in our house, where were the dogs? Were they in the wild? Were all those different kinds of dogs, like, out in the forest?
No, they weren't all different kinds of dogs, but dogs were domesticated in early humanity. Before that, I'm pretty sure it was a species of dog in, I'm pretty sure, either Asia or Europe, and they just domesticated them. And then eventually they bred whatever features they wanted after they were domesticated.
Huh. See, but I mean, like, we have, you know, snakes and stuff like that, but you still see snakes out in the wild.
Yeah.
How come you don't ever see, like a dog?
You do. You see coyotes fucking everywhere.
Yeah, but, like, regular dogs. Like, dogs.
Those aren't dogs.
No, those are coyotes.
They're dogs.
Yeah.
What makes them not a dog?
What I'm saying is there's hundreds of kinds of dogs.
Yeah.
How come we don't see all those dogs?
We do. They're called coyotes. They're wolves. There are different types of wolves. There are different types of coyotes. All of those animals, that's what our dogs used to be.
Yeah, but so I don't understand.
Okay, you know, all the dogs that are all the different breeds, that's all the same species of dog, just selected for trait and then bred over thousands of years, you get fucking Pomeranians and Shih Tzus. At one point, they're all the same species. They can interbreed. It's the same thing. They all still are part of that same wolf bloodline that they were originally.
See, now
they're not different species. They're the same thing.
When I talk to Jesse, sometimes he makes me feel dumb.
Yeah.
And now you're making me feel dumb. I'm just a dumb guy.
Why don't
I'm like the dumb guy on the podcast.
I wasn't even in school most of the time. I didn't even show up
you
that one.
You slept through the class I had with you.
Did you pay attention at all?
I guess not.
I mean, you went to school every day. I barely even went junior year.
I was like writing notes to girls and stuff. I didn't like.
In 4 years of high school, I missed 1 year. I missed an entire year of school in four. That means I only showed up one out of every, or I didn't show up one out of every 4 days.
Huh. And still, you actually know some stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything.
Why don't you read books?
I should read books. Maybe you can teach me your ways.
What would you like me to teach you?
I don't know.
I got this one move where if you turn right, your lady will actually lock her vagina up and squeeze your penis and you can't move too good. And then you can give her the extra push-ins on her clitoris.
Huh.
Yeah.
Explain that again.
What you do is right when you enter, like you enter full way, like full force, you punch her right in the mouth, and then she'll clamp up.
I don't want to punch anybody in the mouth, though.
Well, I mean...
That's
well, it's better sex for all of you. I mean, you don't literally punch them in the mouth. You kind of give them a little tug.
A tug?
Yeah.
In the mouth?
Well, you can punch them or slap them, or you can just pull their hair.
You're a weird guy.
Thank you. Well, most of them like the hair pulling.
Should we do a two for Tuesday and play another song that I've prepared for you?
I think we can. Or did you want to go to your dad? Because we are at, 40 minutes.
I think we ought to do both.
Okay, let's do both.
I mean, let's just empty all cylinders, man. I mean, you know.
Give them both barrels, yeah.
Give them both barrels. I kind of wanted to talk about Suey leaving town, too.
What? Suey's leaving?
Yeah, Suey.
Where's he going?
He went to Delaware.
For what?
I think he's getting his master's or something in some
college. Don't we have master's degree? What, this isn't the fucking boonies. We have master degree programs.
it's like real specified or whatever, but...
What, is he getting a master's degree in horse fucking? Can he only find that in Delaware?
He's one of those smart guys that does something that, like, when he pronounces it, I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, what field is it?
I don't even... It's some kind of engineering something or other.
Does he build sex toys? Does he...
Yeah, he builds big, giant fuck robots.
I would go to school in Delaware for that. Holy fuck.
Do you think that they have, like, a fuck robot university that teaches you how to build and...
Yeah, in Japan.
Really?
Yeah, they got the most fucked up shit over there. Like, you can actually go there and you can rent this cartoon, and the cartoon is a lady getting fucked by an octopus monster.
Like a cartoon of that? Like you watch it on a TV or something?
Yeah, there's like a series of them. You like watching, like, hey, that girl's getting fucked by an octopus monster, and instead of tentacles, they're all big dicks.
But why would you watch that? But I'm talking about fuck robots.
Well, yeah. I mean, they got all kinds of weird shit over there you can fuck.
Like, Napier, I've come to suck your cock.
Well, no, I'm sure it would be like in Japanese.
Like ooga booga goo goo googie ba ba ga wa wa.
Yeah, some kind of moon speak.
Do you know how to say Napier, I want to suck your cock in Japanese?
No, why would I want to suck my own cock? Why would I learn that?
Just in case you heard it, you would know what they were saying.
I used to know how to buy heroin.
Yeah? How do you buy heroin in Japan?
Something, I don't know. I don't have my book with me. I found my book. We could go
buy
some heroin.
So you didn't know you knew where to look it up in a book?
Yeah, well, the book was about, you know...
Well, I know how to Google shit. Doesn't
well, no, it wasn't.
Everything.
No, it was before Google's. It was, you got this book, and it taught you how to say certain phrases. Something like, you know, to get yourself a whore, or pot, or smack.
That was a book? It was book of... You know,
well, dirty phrases.
Contraband.
Well, contraband was one of them, and dirty phrases, and how to tell some girl that her twat smelled like an infant's coffin.
Huh? You're gonna have to bring that book over here.
I will. We can all learn how to do things in Japan.
I looked at the map. It looked like we had a listener in like Ireland or something, but I didn't see anybody.
Yeah,
in Japan.
I think they speak English there, so we can just tell the ladies they've got nasty dirt-filled vaginas, and they'll understand that completely. Like if you said that to,
I want to drink whiskey.
I want to use your vagina as a shot glass. Come over here. I'm going to fill you full of vodka.
Do you have anything to say to our one Irish listener? You're lost, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell you stumbled onto us, but that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, if you found us, you went too far.
Yeah.
You've crossed the Bering Strait. You need to go back.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're just talking about, you know, mascots fucking each other. I'm sure there's, you know, probably some really cool castles and shit for you to go see, man.
Well, we put educational stuff in there. I told you about the evolution of domesticated dogs.
Yeah. Is that a reasonable question, or am I a fucking retard?
What?
Asking about dogs.
Well, I mean...
That's stupid, isn't it?
Well, most people who ask that still poop their Pampers, but...
Where do dogs go? Okay. Other dog question for you.
Yeah.
Since we're on dogs.
the Disney universe.
Yep.
There's Pluto and there's Goofy.
Yep.
They're both dogs.
Yep.
Explain.
Pluto is
a dog.
Is a dog.
Goofy? Dog.
Goofy is not a dog.
No, Goofy's a fucking dog.
No, Goofy
dog.
Is
don't,
a...
Don't you dare
he is
say
a dog.
Goofy's
he is,
not a dog.
He is a dog.
Okay.
But he's a person dog. Like Mickey is a person rat. They also have other mice in Disney movies that are rats.
No, you're wrong.
Yes. There are rats. There are actual rats. And then they're the personified animals,
are
such as Mickey and...
evolved? Like we look at monkeys and that's us, and that's Goofy and Pluto?
Not really, but if you can think of it in a way like it's a dog personified is, you know, Goofy. And regular dog is Pluto.
Goofy owned a dog. How fucked up is that? Well, Goof Troop, Goofy had a dog.
Can I be racist for a second?
Well,
you know, some black people owned other black people. It's not that weird.
Did they really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
We got pet monkeys. I mean, what if Goofy was just evolved, and that was his?
That wasn't racist. You're stating a fact.
Well, I'm
I
just
think.
Saying. Maybe. Well, I don't know. Every time I talk about black people, I feel somebody's going to yell at me because I'm not black.
Oh man, I got yelled at, but
who yelled at you?
Well, I mean, I didn't really get yelled at. Somebody just pointed out that that I was a bit racist the other day. I talked about it Monday.
Oh,
yeah.
You horrible racist cracker.
Well, I was being racist without actually realizing I was being racist.
You know, I think I saw somewhere where the word cracker came from.
Where did cracker come
from?
It
doesn't mean saltine. It's like cracker was the person who, you know, used the whip.
Oh, like cracking the whip?
Yeah, like a cracker.
Why would that be offensive?
I'm not, they're calling him a cracker, like...
You crack the whip?
Yeah.
So, like you the man?
Well, I guess, I don't know. It was probably, like, better explained at this place that I saw it, but yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. I don't know. I don't understand, like... Okay, peckerwood is a racist term for a white person. I don't even fucking get that.
A peckerwood?
Yeah, peckerwood. That's a race. That's a racial slur for white people. Peckerwood.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we kind of got off the Suey thing. I was gonna say that he was over here Sunday, and like he comes in the house. Like there was a couple of us here, and he comes in the house. He goes, "Well, Mike, you need to take your trash out." You know, I had like some pizza boxes stacked up next to the trash can. And it's like, okay, you know, you thought it, you said it, great.
Okay.
So he comes upstairs. He's sitting here for a couple minutes, and he goes, "It's kind of hot in here. Does your air conditioning not work?" And I was like, okay, you know, great. Glad you could come over. Good seeing you. So we're sitting here for a while. We're dicking around, and you know, Chris wants me to look something up on YouTube. So I look something up on YouTube, and we're sitting there. And he's sitting there, and he's looking at the screen, and looking at the screen, and he goes, "Your fucking internet sucks." It was like, "I'm sorry, Steve, I'm not entertaining you fast enough with these YouTube clips." And this is I mean, like, every 30 seconds he was knocking something. So he's sitting there and he's like, "You have too many DVDs." Fuck you, Jesus Christ. And I didn't say anything to him.
So he just came into your house and started browbeating your shit.
Hammering it home, man. I mean, just fucking everything. It's like that Debbie Downer only being a douchebag. And I like Steve, but, like, he always just has this attitude to, like, where he thinks, like, he's better than you, you know?
I've never talked to him that much, so
yeah,
I wouldn't know.
I don't know. It just fucking bothers
me. I guess I'm not the sharpest tack.
And I do like the guy. I'm not saying I don't like the guy. I do like the guy, and he's nice and he's cool to hang out with, but he just fucking gets like that sometimes. Like, you're just like, God, fuck you, man. I like DVDs. And I'll take my trash out when I fucking feel like it. Or when Laura yells at me.
Mine yells at me, too, whenever I don't do things.
Yeah.
Like cunnilingus.
Oh. She's like, "Hey, give me some cunnilingus."
Well, sometimes, yeah. Like, she'll, it's not that she keeps track or anything, but she'll like notice some things like, you know, this is the 1, 2, 3, this is the 15th blowjob I've given you, and I don't remember the last time you licked my vagina. Huh. So we're gonna get on that, aren't we?
Oh, so she like talks to you like a teacher or something?
No. She just reminds me.
Does she give you a smiley face sticker and tell you to do better next time?
No, but sometimes she does give me the sticker that says, you know, says great job.
Yeah.
And you can, it's a little scratch and sniff when it smells like grapes.
Or does she put like a stamp on your hand or something?
Well, she used to like bite my neck a lot, and that, I guess that was my good job thing. Like, you remember those?
No, I don't. That's
well,
never
don't
been.
You remember the one time we were in the locker room and Chris started like getting on my ass for having the hickey?
No, Napier, I block out things like that.
Okay, well, one day, Chris,
I want to keep you pure.
Aw, thank you. So, Chris was, like, laughing at me because I had a hickey, and he goes, "Hey, Napier, is this high school, huh?" I said, "Hey, Chris, how's your girlfriend?"
What girlfriend?
Exactly. That's why.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, that is mean.
Chris has girlfriends.
Yeah.
Chris is beating him off with a stick. He's a happening guy.
Really? I haven't seen his girlfriend.
Well, I mean,
the only girl that I know that is around him is one that doesn't have sex with him, but some bad dude that her daddy won't like.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah?
Chris listens, too.
Oh, well, I don't care if Chris listens.
He's going to come get you.
No, he won't.
He's going to punch you
He might like take one of those trucks from work and dump all the nasty crap that they scoop up and put that into my lawn like you did with that fucking toilet, you son of a bitch.
Squirrels. Oh, that's a great one. Yeah, no, but Chris, he's totally going to punch you in the kneecaps with his midget ass.
Why? Why would he
oh,
do
he's
that?
He's coming to get you.
He wouldn't do that. Yeah, Chris is my friend.
Yeah, anyway, so the toilet in Napier's yard story. Me and Bobby used to drive around in a big blue van, and I used to ride around with him. His girlfriend's parents were getting rid of a toilet, and so it was sitting out in front of the house going out to the trash. And Bobby said, "No, no way. We can find much better things to do with this toilet." And so he put the toilet in the back of the van, and we're driving around with it. And he didn't have that plan to put it in your front yard. We just had a toilet, and we were trying to think of what we could do with it. And so, I don't remember if it was me or him. It was probably me, I'm not going to lie. I said, "Hey, let's go put it in Napier's front yard and see if he knows it was us." Well, did you see us, or did you
no.
just assume it was us?
I assumed it was you.
It was about 20 minutes later, Napier calls up and he goes, "There are squirrels making squirrel love in the toilet that you left in my front yard."
I swear to fucking God, you left this toilet in my front lawn, and I go outside, I'm getting the mail, and all of a sudden I look, there's a toilet in my front lawn, and two squirrels are fucking in the bowl.
I've never seen squirrels. Have you ever seen squirrels? Have you ever seen them poop?
No.
They have to poop, though, don't
they? Well, I've seen their assholes. I assume they have
and
an asshole.
There's squirrels everywhere, but I've never seen squirrel poop. Like,
oh,
I've never seen
little.
A squirrel shit, or I've never seen squirrel shit.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
wouldn't you think that we would just be tripping over squirrel shit all the time?
When was the last time you seen rabbit shit?
Yeah, but I mean, like, rabbits are in cages sometimes, so I've seen rabbit
shit. No, you've
shit.
Seen rabbit shit, but have you... If
and
you
I've seen rabbit shit, but I've never seen squirrel shit, and I've never seen a squirrel shit.
Well, they're in trees, and they're the same color as the
Do
trees.
Do they shit in the tree?
I'm sure they shit off of the tree. I mean, they're on ledges all the time.
Huh.
I'm sure they just, like, stick their ass over one end, and then... Boop, boop. You probably got it. There's probably some squirrel shit on your car.
Do you think squirrels shit like birds? Like,
no, they
like
shit
liquid shit.
No, they shit like
shit
rodents.
Shit.
They're rodents. They shit like rodents.
Little pellets and stuff.
Yeah, like little poop pellets.
You know, we worked really hard on our little bit, and it's 54 minutes in.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
get
like
it done.
It's not. We didn't do any kind of segue or anything.
We don't have to do a segue. We're fucking adults. We can do whatever the fuck we want. We are the one with the fucking microphones!
And speaking of blah blah blah, wiki wiki wiki.
Yeah. Woody who, motherfucker?
So you want to just randomly stick it in at 54 minutes?
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
Kind of.
Why?
I don't know. It seems
why don't you just pick
that?
A random time during the show and just play it then?
Just play it right in the middle?
Yeah, just like in the middle of a conversation. Just like break it off.
Can you do that?
We can do whatever.
And now Mike's dad answers random questions on Yahoo Answers. Mr. Frosty asks, "Hey guys, my girlfriend is pregnant and she hasn't gotten her period in a while. Is the baby drinking the blood? Is this bad for the baby? Thanks."
Wow. That guy's going to be a dad.
Yeah? Yep. Yeah. He exists. Obviously a vampire's dad.
Yeah, a vampire's dad. The best thing that he could do would be to get a vasectomy as soon as possible.
Because he has vampire children?
No, so that he can no longer father anymore. He needs to get them puppies clipped right now.
And this has been Mike's Dad Answers Random Questions on Yahoo Answers.
Well, you said just at a, you know, random time, so I figured that was as good a time as any.
I don't see any reason why we should not have done that.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to talk so I could cut your ass off.
Thank you. At least you were waiting for me. I feel special because I was included in the conversation.
Yeah. You know, that was our first official phone call on the podcast. I don't think it sounds terrible. I could work on it and we could figure that out. But I mean, maybe we'll start doing more phones. I think we should start doing phoners with a. I was thinking about calling up. Isn't there a bolt?
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
It's not for cutting. It's for stabbing.
What's ET short for? Because he's got little legs. Oh, God, that's probably going to be my one.
Oh,
God, I hope he doesn't listen to this. He's going to fucking stab me.
I'm dead. That's the problem, ultimately, is because I've already gotten my warning.
Well, I haven't got my warning yet, but
so
I
haven't gotten your warning, so you'll have to ask all the really wacky questions just in case they don't sit well with him.
Well, I'll have to... Well, give me a group of them, and then, like, eventually when he says, okay, boy, that's your one, you get one... Everybody gets one, and then you got to go away for a little while.
You know, he had another kid since the last time we saw him. So he's had two in the last 2 years.
Yeah, but isn't he like 60 now?
He is. He just told me he was 48.
That must have been the meth. Ooh, that probably could be my one.
That's going to be your one, dude.
Oh, God. He better not listen to this.
I know
he didn't do meth. I'm just saying that.
Yeah. Well,
but he will stab me.
Yeah. No, our buddy, we used to work with him back in the day.
He may or may not have tried to kill somebody, but since I'm not the state, I can't say that.
Yeah, yeah. But he did tell us that if he would have known the guy was still alive, he'd have kept stabbing him.
Yeah.
But that
sure
isn't
that
an admission of guilt.
No,
that had just been a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're looking forward to getting him involved. We just shouldn't tell him that we talked about him.
No.
You talked about him more than I did, though.
Exactly.
Because I already got my warning.
Yeah, I'm not...
Apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, but he gives people one warning before he murders them. And I mouthed off to him one time, and he showed up on his day off... to come in when no one else was in the store, and I'll tell you what, I thought that was it for me. I'm not gonna lie, because I was in the back, and he came in, and I saw him come in after I cussed him out on the phone. And I was like, "Wow, nobody's coming in for 2 hours. I'm going to be dead in the back of a Pizza Hut for 2 hours." And he came back and he said, "Now, Mike, I like you. I've always liked you. And that's why I'm going to give you your one warning. Don't call me and talk to me like that on the phone. That's your one warning. I don't give two warnings." And then he left.
So I don't know if that I got a warning because he likes me, or if he gives everybody one warning.
Well, I think he got. I think he was letting you know that he liked you. He did not approve of your ways, and he was letting you know that at any time, under his discretion, you could not exist anymore, and that was okay with him.
Yeah. Which makes the better than God, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
God got pissed off and just flooded everybody. He gave me one warning before he stabbed me.
Exactly. He is a merciful man. And if you ever say anything different, he will kill you.
And so when you're sitting at home and you're looking through your yearbook at all the people that you hated in high school, just think to yourself, what would Nurbid do? Should I say his last name?
You did.
Maybe I should take that out.
Oh, who the hell's going to, like, nobody's going to, like, Google Nurbid. I mean, I could understand if he had, like, a really weird, goofy, like, horribly Polish, impronounceable name by anybody but the tongue of God could pronounce this fucking word. And, I mean, you might as well say Dave Smith. I mean, it's a pretty common name.
Oh my God, he's gonna fucking murder me.
Well, as long as, you know what, it might get fan mail. He might get some poon out of this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I'm going to die. He's going to come over to my house and he's going to stab me in the face.
He's going to murder. He's going to butt fuck your dreams.
I only hope that when he murders me in my bed, he gives Laura one warning.
Exactly.
That would be nice of him, I guess.
Well, that's been our hour.
Yeah, that's kind of a sad note to go out on.
Pussy farts.
We haven't done our Napier word of the day. How about a pineapple keg?
A pineapple keg is... Okay, a juice box is a hot, tasty lady's vagina. You know, like, ooh, that's a yummy box, and I'm going to drink her juice. And a pineapple keg is a really fat bitch's vagina. Like, ooh, that's a lot of juice. I'm going to have to tap that. And then I'm going to have to tilt the cup sideways so it all fills properly, and I don't get no pussy foam.
Pussy foam?
Yeah. That's what happens when you're giving your lady the business, and you get air in there, and she makes the litty vagina farts, and sometimes it comes out as like a spittle.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Any last words?
Pussy farts too.
The return?
The return of the vagina letus.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Oh.